Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Teresa from South Hill is. Teresa, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Teresa has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do this.
Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steve Tyler.
Yes. What is the name of the van the crew drives in Scooby-Doo?
Mystery Machine.
Yes. The first state was Delaware, but what was the second?
Maine?
No.
Pass.
Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore were in Charlie's Angels with what other actress?
Lucy Liu.
Correct. What word refers to animals with a backbone?
Pass.
Bruno Mars collaborated with what Bad Romance singer on the song Die With a Smile?
Lady Gaga.
Yes. 3 planets are smaller than Earth. Mercury, Venus, and what other?
Mars?
No. Yes. Mary Poppins features a song titled A Spoonful of What?
Sugar?
Correct. How many minutes are in 6 hours?
Pass.
The Juicy Fruit packaging is mainly what color?
Green.
No.
Yellow.
Correct. Teresa, you got 7? Correct.
Let's go, Teresa.
Woo-woo.
I feel a loss for Steve coming on.
Do you?
I think it's going to be delivered by Teresa.
Another one.
Let's break that streak.
Yeah. I would love that. Ooh, I don't know. You know, he's got some issues going on.
I do.
So, I really like that he puts the blindfold over the sunglasses.
Yeah.
The sunglasses I could see through, so you know, I still got to. If you're just tuning in, I'm wearing sunglasses because I scratched my eye like an idiot and then aggressively rubbed it because it was like itching, and now I can't open my eye.
You guys, it's been hysterical to watch. I'm not going to lie.
Because it goes in phases.
And then he'll just be squinting so hard and then kind of crying. It's just, you look so pained.
Like at times, like I'm just doing the show fully with my eyes closed. I'm like, well, okay, so this would be like if I was like Stevie Wonder hosting a morning show. And I start doing like the head bob thing like him. I'm like, all right, I'm feeling it.
You don't look nearly as cool as he did that.
No, and I don't have nearly as cool of a voice.
No, definitely not.
And I can't play the piano.
No. Well, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler.
Correct. What is the name of the van the crew drives in Scooby-Doo?
The Mystery Machine.
Yes. The first state was Delaware, but what was the second?
New Hampshire.
No.
New York.
No.
Pennsylvania.
Wow, yes!
No.
Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore were in Charlie's Angels with what other actress?
Oh, crap. What's her name? Michelle Lee? No.
No.
What the hell is her? Oh, man. Pass.
What word?
I can see her.
Refers to animals with a backbone.
Endoskeleton?
No.
What? Exoskeleton?
Oh, no.
Tough.
No.
You got a backbone.
Bruno Mars collaborated with what Bad Romance singer on the song Die With A Smile?
Lady Gaga?
Correct. Three planets are smaller than Earth. Mercury, Venus, and what other?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
No, have you seen this thing?
Mars?
Wow, yes. Mary Poppins features a song titled A Spoonful of What?
Sugar.
Yes.
Sugar.
Sugar. Wow, Steve, that one question really, really did you in.
Yep, yep.
And it really cost you because you got 6 correct, which is a loss. 7-6. Let's go, Teresa. Yeah, girl.
It's tough playing injured, I tell you.
Oh, my.
Is that really what did it for you?
Absolutely.
She did know Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu.
We're all in Charlie's Angels. What word refers to animals with a backbone?
Vertebrate?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, we never got that right.
No.
Danny, you were very judgmental on me on that one.
I was just very disappointed, Steve.
Fair.
Yeah.
Two you didn't get to. How many minutes are in 6 hours? Quick math for you.
1,000.
No. 6 times 6?
360.
Yes, 360. Thank you. 36 out of 0. And the juicy fruit packaging is mainly what color?
Yellow.
Yes. So you would have tied if you got to that, but you didn't. Lucy Liu really screwed you.
Lucy Liu definitely screwed me.
And not in a fun way.
No.
Well, congrats on losing.
Thanks. We have a simple question for you, Rockaholics, but we need for you to call us now so that we can ask it. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question as it's about sleeping. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Alien Ant Farm.
The Daily Mix Show.
Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm recalled breaking up with a guy who fell asleep during a concert, and it wasn't just any concert. It was a Tool concert back in 2001, Steve.
Oh, yeah, leave his ass.
She called him falling asleep at that show a total deal breaker.
Great. Well, she just recently got married to her bandmate.
Yeah.
The bassist.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
So Lizzie shared this story with
guitar player. I bet he'll stay awake for Tool.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She shared this story with Guitar Player magazine that halfway through she looked at her date and he had fallen asleep, and she said, "That's it. We're done. I'm out." So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We'll start with Rochelle in Granite Falls. And Rochelle, our simple question is this. What odd place have you nodded off?
Hi. So for me, it was probably back in my 20s.
Okay.
I would park and, you know, close out bars and then have to be at work at, you know, 6 a.m. on a couple hours of sleep. So like during my 10-minute breaks. I mean, you know, I'm nodding off at my desk, like just staring at the computer. So during my 10-minute breaks, I would crawl under my desk and just to like lay down and rest and would fall asleep within like probably seconds. And then, you know, not set an alarm. And then someone would have to come like shake me awake like, yo, it's been like 20 minutes. Wake up.
Rochelle, it's so funny.
That was for shame.
When I was in my 20s, I worked at the end, and I had that same mindset. I'm like, go out at night, who cares? Sleep when I'm dead, kind of attitude. Or sleep when I get home. And, you know, I'd stay out all night and then go work 6 in the morning.
Oh,
and during commercial breaks, they would always give me a hard time because I would just be like leaned back on the chair and just sleeping. And they'd have to like nudge me and be like, we're about to go back on the air, buddy. I'm like, oh, all right.
You got to take it when you can get it, you know?
In many ways.
206-803-ROCK. Rob in Arlington, what is the odd place where you nodded off?
First of all, kudos to that lady for dumping the guy. Who the heck can fall asleep in a Tool concert?
Right?
You got to get rid of that dude.
Right?
Do better.
I fell asleep on top of a radar on the USS New Jersey, a battleship, back when I was in the Navy.
Wow.
Is that like a dangerous thing to do?
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah, fairly. You can fall off. It's only 20 feet to the deck, but...
Ooh.
Did you get busted?
No, heck no. We had to do watches all the time. And when you got the midnight to 4 a.m. watch, everybody slept.
Yeah, I can only imagine. That's a rough schedule.
Totally. 206-803-ROCK. Celeste in Bonnie Lake, what is the odd place where you nodded off?
Hey, so I used to fall asleep on a weekly basis in the front row of my art history lecture hall.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the room was, we had PowerPoint presentations every day, and it was an 8 a.m. class. Ooh. And the room was dark, and it was warm, and I was just, I was too tired and too cozy. And so somehow I still got an A, but, you know.
Celeste, is there a reason
row,
is there a reason you chose the front row?
I was going to say, why are you picking the front row?
No, I just sat there on the first day and then kind of continued the pattern and didn't feel like moving to a different spot. Sometimes I would move back, but it didn't fix anything. I would still fall asleep.
If I had a sleeping issue, I'm going as far back as possible so that the teacher can't see me when the room's dark.
Well, I remember when I first went off to college and they were like offering classes at 8 in the morning. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like sleeping in compared to high school.
Right.
Huge mistake. I fell asleep in every 8 a.m. class.
Did you find yourself, I remember in our college, like freshman year, you would make those mistakes. By like sophomore, junior year, you were purposely taking classes and decide like, I could do this Canadian studies or this studies. You know, I'll do that studies because the class is at noon.
I remember specifically I had one semester where I had classes that started at 1:25 in the afternoon, and that was beautiful bliss.
I do have to ask you this question.
Uh-oh.
Odd place you've nodded off, was it yesterday at your lash appointment?
I did take a lash nap yesterday. I do it every time. Yeah. I try to stay awake, and I just can't.
It's like me at the dentist.
Which is so weird to me because I don't think I could ever fall asleep
Danny's
at the dentist.
Same. You sleep at the dentist, right?
100%. They have to put the little mouth guard in me so I don't bite.
Do they put the little black, like it's like a little block that they just shove in my mouth because that way my mouth won't close while they're cleaning my teeth.
Wow. You guys are next level nappers. That's impressive.
It just shows that we're not getting enough sleep.
We know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Papa Roach and Rise Against at Climate Pledge Arena on April 1st. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hooker Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we haven't had the chance to chat with everybody. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Shyla, you are in Tenino, and earlier we were talking about stupid ways we injured ourselves. What is your story?
Okay, so it was a couple of years ago, July, summer, nice summer day. I was out day drinking with my dad, and we're playing around on the tractor. And anyway, so I was sitting in the scoop, and he decided he was going to lift me all the way up and park it and leave me there. Luckily, I still had a couple of beers with me, so I just sat there and drank a couple of beers.
Did he ever?
Anyways,
did he forget about you?
No, he did it on purpose.
Okay.
My dad's like my best friend.
That is awesome.
Right, so I proceeded to sit there and drink a couple beers, and I forgot I was all the way at the top.
Oh, no.
And I had to pee, and so I went to step off like I was on the ground, but I was like 12 feet up.
Oh, no.
And I fell and I hit the ground, and my skirt went up. I was wearing like this cute little sundress. My skirt went up, and my dad saw my butt. Everybody came running. Man, I ended up fracturing my rib.
I was going to say, your rib?
I fractured my rib right near my spine.
How long did it take to heal up from that?
Oh, God, it was bad. You know, I didn't go to the doctor for like 4 days. I have a little food truck, and I had an event here in Tenino, Oregon Trail Days.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked it all weekend, and then finally went to the doctor and found out that I had a fractured rib.
Ouch, wow. That is awful.
Man, it's still messing with me. I have problems with it constantly.
Oh, my gosh. And you think about it, when you injure a rib, coughing, sneezing, laughing, everything hurts.
All I'm thinking about is, like, have you ever done this where you're, like, walking down a flight of steps and you think there's one more step and like, you get that weird, like, that sensation of what in the hell is happening? Now, I had the fact that you're taking out, like, was she say 20-foot drop? 12-foot drop. That's insane.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and Daniel from DuPont wants to tell us what this morning.
Well, I wanted to wish you guys a happy yet belated happy 1 year anniversary.
Thanks, Daniel.
Dude. Appreciate it, man. It's been a great year.
Yes, it has. I was a little hesitant when BJ kind of stepped down, but I feel like you guys have really grown into your own show, and I have been having a lot of fun listening to you guys every morning.
Daniel, we were very hesitant to have you as a listener, and we've grown to like you.
Most people are.
Rock on, Daniel.
Take care, my friend.
A true sports legend that is responsible for many of these iconic sayings we all know has just passed away.
Awful news, yeah.
We're going to tell you all about it at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, the beloved voice of the Milwaukee Brewers and Hall of Fame honoree, has passed away at the age of 90.
I saw that on social media today. I was like, man, it's just like a little punch to the gut. You're just like, oh, man, I grew up watching that. And not watching him do Milwaukee Brewers games, but because he became more than just a baseball announcer.
Totally. He had been battling small cell lung cancer. A lot of people knew him for his role as Harry Doyle in Major League.
Oh, one of these great moments right here.
We're in the top of the ninth, leading 10-7. Base is loaded, two down, and Rick Vaughn has come on to try and nail it down against Felipe Aguilar, a dangerous right-handed batter. Here's the pitch.
He was so great. It was so much fun. And he also gave us so many, like, memorable lines and everything that he did, including Major League.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
I feel like that still gets used today whenever there's a wild pitch. People are like, just a bit outside.
He also did those Miller Lite commercials back in the 80s that were very memorable.
Do you remember them?
I don't as much. I mean, I've seen some clips of them, but I don't, like, have conscious memories from my childhood of those.
I'll play it. Maybe you'll remember it because I think these are, like, one of those sayings that people don't even know where it came from, but people use it all the time when they go to a concert and they're in the wrong seats.
These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
We're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh! I must be in the front row.
I must be in the front row. And then they cut back to him and he's like three rows back from the top.
Well, his legacy will always endure through all the wonderful moments that we have in his career, from acting to commercials and all of that.
Made R.I.P. some appearances in the world of the WWF back in the wrestling days. I think he's even part of the WWE's Hall of Fame.
He's part of that family too?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. There's a guy going viral right now for what he did at a hockey game, and he stole something from a kid. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and it just seems like let's go back to Pennsylvania where we have to deal with douchey sports fans.
Oh, boy.
This time, though, has nothing to do with the Philadelphia Eagles or even Philadelphia. We're heading on over to Pittsburgh and dealing with a Penguins fan. A Pittsburgh Penguins fan was ejected after he took a puck that was intended for a young boy during a game against the Tampa Bay Lightning that happened a little while ago. The boy started booing the man, and then the crowd jumped in as well. And he claims, I love this, I mean, maybe he's telling the truth, but he said he took it because he was going to give the puck to his granddaughter, and then tensions escalated between the families before the arena staff intervened. It's like, the puck, whatever it is meant for a kid.
It doesn't make it any better that you were trying to give it to a different kid.
Right. It doesn't justify it. Like, yeah, I know you want to be grandpa of the year, but you don't steal from a child.
Yeah, that's bad. It's a bad look. Gus Williams, the Wizard, the legendary point guard who led the Seattle Supersonics to their only NBA championship in 1979, has passed away at the age of 71. About 5 years ago, he had suffered a stroke, and it's a big loss for the Seattle community, and RIP, the Wizard.
Kraken are in Winnipeg tonight. Hopefully nobody steals pucks from children while they're there. Hopefully, and also they win. As far as weather, we're in a high of 44 degrees. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.